And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour on this Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to do a quick birthday shout out to Downstate Kim's sister. Her sister, what's your sister's name? Donna. Happy birthday to Donna. She's in Missouri. She's at Silver Dollar City with my nephew who came for a visit. So, and we'll send you the podcast link after the show when it posts. It's on the website, actually, Kim. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. It'll be the top podcast right at the very top of the list. The president of Michigan Right to Life, Barbara Listing, called yesterday a dark day in Michigan, quote, end quote, saying the bills that Governor Gretchen Whitmer just signed into law present an immediate danger to the health and safety of women and children, especially the unborn in our state. The shocking elimination of the ban on partial birth abortion demonstrates what many voters have hesitated to accept. Pro-abortion Democrats will accept no limitations on abortions, not even at the time of birth. Listing went on to say that the only silver lining in yesterday's news is that the legislature didn't have the votes to repeal the 24-hour waiting period for abortions, parental consent for teenage girls looking for an abortion without the parents' knowledge or consent, and the ban of using Medicaid dollars to pay for abortions. Again, those are the only two bills that didn't get passed. Let's see. I agree. Johnson's participation is suspect. However, he was a Texas senator and congressman also. Plus, Kennedy needed Southern support, which is why he chose Johnson to be his vice president. Absolutely. Agree with that 100%. Kennedy from Massachusetts needed the South, the Democrats, the Dixiecrats. He needed the South because, number one, he was Catholic, and number two, he was from Boston, Massachusetts area, and was not going to get the Southern vote. Richard Nixon was going to win. And when he announced Johnson, who at the time was a U.S. senator, former congressman and then senator, it clinched that Southern Dixiecrat vote for Kennedy. And then there was some shady voter fraud going on in Chicago, in Illinois, that claims that he narrowly won and became president. Craig says, well, now children can be parted out for profits. Yep, they'll be able to sell the baby parts. Absolutely. Let's see. Okay, that one's too long. I'm not going to get into that. You can't send me long text messages if you want to comment into the show. One thing I'm going to say right now, and I want you guys to listen. I know Pastor Chatfield is very supportive of this organization, but Michigan Right to Life is over and done with. They are out of business. Do not donate to them. Do not go to their dinners. Do not waste your time. Do not spend the money on Michigan Right to Life anymore in the state of Michigan. You see, the reason for it is I came to learn they did not want to end abortions in Michigan. They didn't want to do it. When they had Republican Governor Rick Snyder, Republican control in the House and the Senate, they could have passed the heartbeat bill, and they didn't do it. Why? Because they, like many other really good conservatives, said that, don't worry about it, Randy. We don't need the heartbeat bill. Michigan Right to Life actually fought against legislation to pass the heartbeat bill in the state of Michigan. Why? Because we had on the books since 1931 the most, absolutely strongest abortion ban in the country. Don't worry about it. 1931, Lansing passed a bill signed into law by the governor at the time making abortion illegal in Michigan. Any doctor who performed an abortion in our state was losing his medical license, was going to be fined $50,000 cash, which back in 1931 is like $1 million, and was going to be sent to prison. Don't worry about it. We don't need to pass the heartbeat bill. We've got the strongest abortion law on the books in the United States of America right here in the state of Michigan. What did the Democrats do? They repealed it. That was part of the 49 bills that MERS News Service ranked the state reps and state senators on, whether they were progressive liberals or conservatives. One of the bills repealed that 1931 abortion ban. You see, you have control of the House, you have control of the Senate, you have a Democrat governor, all of them pro-death abortionists. They repealed the 1931 law. Poof, it's gone. We could have saved more babies with Rick Snyder as the governor from January of 2011 through 2018. We could have saved babies for the last 5, 6, 7 years. More babies if they had passed the heartbeat bill. But they didn't. Why? Because Michigan Right to Life was against it. They kept hanging their hat on the 1931 abortion ban. Well, the Democrats just repealed it. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's gone. Poof, off the books. No longer in effect. Then they followed it up with Proposal 3. And they even got some people to vote for it that are basically pro-life. And they did it by convincing them that in cases of rape or incest, that the mean seed of the father was passed on to the fetus, to the baby. The mean seed is what it's called. The sick male father raping or having sex with a family member, incest, created a fetus that was poisoned with the mean seed of the father. Even though the baby did nothing wrong, I always argued, why should the baby die for the sins of the father? Well, because of the mean seed. There's only one problem. Science. That was a mental decision by that sick individual to rape a woman or to have sex with his sister. That was a mental decision. It was not in the DNA. It's not in the DNA. You voted for Proposal 3 on a false premise based in false science. Well, if my granddaughter gets raped, I want her to be able to have an abortion. And so, therefore, I'm voting for Proposal 3. What you did is you changed our state constitution. You made our state constitution allow for abortion at any level, including partial birth abortions, which the Democrats controlling the House and the Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, codified into law to support Proposal 3's constitutional amendment that we voted on last year. This is what you get when you don't vote in midterm elections. Do you see how midterm elections are actually, in my opinion, as important, maybe even more important than presidential elections? Oh, and isn't this funny? We're being interrupted right now with an emergency alert system, electronic interruption. Isn't that interesting? As we're monitoring 97.7 FM WCHY in the background. Isn't that interesting? And Del Reynolds, my engineer, says, oh, no, Randy, those EAS alerts are totally random. Sure they are. Sure they are. Unbelievable. They didn't like, I guess, what I was talking about. And that's not a firewall situation, folks. That's not our VPN failing us. That is somebody monitoring this show and choosing to put an EAS alert out while I'm talking on this microphone. Coincidental? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis,
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Hump Day Wednesday. Greatly appreciate all the text messages, interaction with you guys. I found out yesterday that a couple of people listen to the show, but they don't interact with it. They've never texted into the show. I've never stored their phone number in my phone, which I keep track of, comments, text messages. They're all stored and backed up on my server. Anything I say on the radio now, I have the ability to pull up actually the show, the day, the hour, and what text messages I read into the show. It's what I do right after the show at 12 noon. I update those automatically in my phone. So text messages are stored. I have many of you stored in my phone, so when I see a text message from you during the show, your name pops up so I can say, for example, who it is that sent this comment into the show. So I'm able to document it now, keep track of what I say on the microphone based on who I get it from. Now, don't let that alarm you or scare you away from texting me during the show. But I found out that a few people, loyal listeners to the show, have never interacted with me because I don't have them stored in the phone. And I got information from another person that this person heard me say something on this show, and I didn't even know they were a listener. But that's okay. This information is secure, is locked up on a firewall protected server. Nobody will ever get it. The only reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to know that I have a record so that if anybody files a complaint with any bureaucratic agency, I have the ability to defend us. Your First Amendment rights and my First Amendment rights to be able to have speech on this microphone. You have a voice when you text me and it's relevant on topic to the conversation, that you have First Amendment rights, and I want your rights protected as well. But it's very interesting how when I'm talking about certain issues and say certain key words, how these EAS alerts pop up on 97.7. Now, the one thing they don't understand is that podcast did not record the EAS, Emergency Alert Systems Interruption. That was only on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. On the podcast, on Your Defending Father's stream player, and what will rebroadcast tomorrow morning will be my voice saying the same thing. So let's see if at roughly 8:30, whenever that EAS alert sounded, 8:15 to 8:45, whenever the heck it airs tomorrow, that segment, let's see if there's another EAS interruption tomorrow morning. You guys driving into work can let me know. One of the things that you have to understand is that Whitmer and the Democrats have blood on their hands over these abortion laws. This coming to us from Scott down in Livingston. Please pray for their souls. See, there's only one problem, Scott. These people do not believe in God. They are Satan worshipers. This is on their agenda. This is what they have mentally convinced themselves of. And are prayers always answered? We don't know. You can pray for them. Absolutely. But it's not going to change their agenda. It's not going to change these laws. It's not going to change Proposal 3. It's not going to change our Michigan State Constitution. What you, many people listening to this show, voting for Proposal 3 did was change our state constitution. The Democrats having a two-seat majority in the House and in the Senate with this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, codified the laws to line up with their agenda based on Michigan's constitutional amendment, which passed last year during a midterm election. Now everybody's focused on 2024 presidential election. Largest turnout. This will be the largest turnout in history. Whether they're all valid ballots or not, they will be counted. Mark my words, this is going to be a huge turnout. It's the mission of this show in our listening area to get new county commissioners, new county sheriffs, new county clerks, new school board members. We're doing the training on December 2nd. We're putting the information out there and people are going to share it. If that class is successful on December 2nd, feedback is positive that people enjoyed and learned a lot and now have the book and the guide and the Michigan Constitution and are going to hold our elected officials accountable, Vicki and I may decide to do more trainings around the state. We might do one up in the UP. I've had a couple of people ask me to do them downstate already. We'll see how it goes. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories from the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, fantastic Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Thank you. Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves.